Hey, Dave Nemo, yesterday, so we're having one of these great events that they were having here over the course of yesterday, and I saw you talking to somebody, and you introduced me to a new friend of ours. Would you do the same for our listeners out there now?
Who are you talking about? Oh, you mean the guy right across from the table. Lance Voltrebeck is with us from War and Transport. You know, the first thing I said this morning was a mistake. I said, well, Clayton Fisk is cycling out, and Lance is moving in, and I'm thinking, no, you're going to be the new chairman of the board. Lance is not going anywhere. He is the president and COO, and will remain
strike
the
that
president
reverse it.
COO.
That's Clayton.
Clayton.
You don't want to know from me.
No, Clayton's been doing a great job for the Machinery Haulers as our president, and I'm excited to come in and join the board as the chairman of the board starting for a two-year stretch today.
Well, congratulations on your ascendancy to the chairmanship.
Thank you.
And stop packing that suitcase, Clay. You're not going anywhere.
That's right.
Well, you guys are part and parcel of the history of TMHA.
Yeah, so Warren Transport, the company that I'm with, was one of the founding members of the Machinery Haulers Association back in the 1950s. So it's quite a storied and historied organization with a lot of great membership that's both, you know, tenured in the industry, and also some folks who are very new. So we're looking for, we're looking for the conversations with everybody in the industry who are open deck and machinery type hauling carriers and drivers out there.
It's the conversation that's really so important.
Yes.
Because they're, you know, the idea of one of the things that we talk with Clay about, and this is really important, is about bringing people together to get a group of, you know, not just people in the field, but excellent speakers together to kind of bring these, not just separate, but, you know, people are often working in their own areas, and what you guys really do is you bring people together to kind of figure out what's going on, not only what has been going on, but where we're going as well, correct?
Yes, that's right. So Clay mentioned a bit ago that, you know, trucking is so much technology-based right now, and it's almost, you need a guide to keep up on what's going on right now, but also what's coming down the pike. And the Machinery Haulers provides a great forum for carriers to learn from each other and also to learn from industry experts. We have great speakers coming that show up at every that we schedule for every association meeting, and so we look forward to hearing about what's going on in the economy or what's going on with the FMCSA, or sometimes some speaker technology CEOs come in and make a presentation to us about what it is that they do that's going to offer us some some benefit.
With the acceleration in technology, the one that Clay talked about, Dave talked about, you're talking about right now, it makes organizations like this one, like the Machinery Haulers Association, so much more important moving forward, that people
right.
need to know where they're going to get their information from, need to know what's next, but also need to know that they can rely on the information about what's next to be actually the real thing. So can you talk about what the benefits are for people joining this organization and what it means and what they're going to get out of it?
Sure. Well, Jimmy, you know, trucking can be a pretty solitary business. When you're out there on the road, we understand you're in your office driving down the road for hours and hours a day, and that can have some challenges with it if you're trying to stay caught up with what's going on in Washington or with what's happening that's going to affect your business. And this provides a great opportunity. Machinery Haulers Association is a great opportunity for people to get together and talk about what are you doing that's working. You know, how are you handling something like cameras or speed inhibitors down the line? You know, those types of things that are discussions in Washington are things we're talking about today because it could affect us soon.
Indeed. You know, in terms of getting back to drivers,
yeah.
Whether company drivers or leased operators or independent contractors
right.
for that matter, the scope of what you guys do, hauling heavy machinery, big stuff, heavy stuff, in a lot of cases oversized stuff,
right.
that really expands the horizons for a driver who may, and if you're driving a dry van and you've done that, this really opens up a lot of vistas, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I like that word vistas because you can a lot of times see what we're hauling, right? If you're in a dry van, you know, we have a lot of dry van members of of the machinery haulers, because mm-hmm. there's all sorts of machinery, of course, that'll go in a van.
And folks don't realize, because you think of a big old tractor on a big old flatbed, and that's machinery hauling. Yep. No, wait, but in that box over there, there's a lot of little machines.
There's all sorts of machines. We work with the ag industry, construction industry. You know, we also work with factory machinery, so a lot of that needs to be in a dry van when it's transported. Mm-hmm. So we do have a wide variety of machinery that's represented at these conferences and in our organization. But I like to think about the Vista that you mentioned earlier, because, you know, I think it's cool to see what's on the back of somebody's trailer when it's driving down the road.
Exactly.
It's neat to see that. Yeah.
That's what gets the kids.
Looking as they're driving by. You bet.
Give the old honk of the chain pull thing.
My kids love that.
You know, if the general public, a lot of times trucking is criticized, and before I really understood what was going on, I kind of had the same idea that trucking needs continuing education. Mm. Everybody has continuing education, doctors, lawyers, teachers. I know I have a daughter who's a teacher, and every year they go to a conference. You know, and you're learning and learning and learning. You guys in the trucking industry have always done the same thing, but it's never been this big bannered event that says, hey, trucking is learning.
Mm-hmm.
You've been learning behind the scenes, under the radar, every year, twice a year, for 50 years.
Right.
And it's a shame that folks don't understand how incredibly seriously and how safety is always at the first thing on the list and the most important segment of any gatherings that you have.
Right.
It's all about the learning, and it's all tied to safety. And boy, you know, anybody that's not in trucking listening right now, I think hopefully is learning something about the true nature of who you guys are and what you guys do.
Yeah. So, Dave, it's really interesting. The safety aspects of what we do as an industry are so important. We take it very seriously that we're the professional drivers, and we have a responsibility on the road to make sure that we're protecting everybody else around us. People are in a hurry. They lose track. They don't understand what an 80,000-pound or higher truck and load is going to do to have to slow down. We do understand that, and so we take time to recognize the people and the carriers that have an excellent safety record. So we have safety awards that we give out every year and recognize our members that have gone above and beyond to have an exceptional safety record, because we're very proud of that. We believe that is central to what we do as truckers.
You know, and growing the membership also doesn't mean, you know, doesn't mean here comes everybody. It means an opportunity to expand the amount of voices and the amount of knowledge.
Right.
And in some ways, you guys are looking for people who are going to both coming to learn, as Dave talked about, looking for furthering their education in the field, but also looking to kind of add to what your members don't know yet.
Yes,
right?
that's exactly right. You know, we've got a group of very smart, engaged individuals, carriers of all sizes, suppliers and vendors of all sizes. You know, some of our most active carrier members out there have 15 trucks, and they're up there, you know, holding their own, talking, and people are listening to them from who are with carriers that are 2,000 trucks or 4,000 trucks. So we certainly believe that everybody's got a say in the room, and that everybody's got a perspective, and we are looking for more perspectives. We want to hear from new carriers to join us. We want new suppliers to join us, because we believe that you know, we only get stronger as an organization when we have more voices in the room, and that helps us represent all of our carriers when we're talking to other organizations that help us formulate what's going to happen in Washington as well.
You know, right now and every day, you're talking to a lot of drivers who are part of member companies.
Yeah.
We know that.
Right.
When we started talking about TMHA, we've had several of our listeners, some of our regular callers, say, hey, yeah, I'm with that company. I'm in that. So a shout out to them.
That's right.
Lance, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to have more voices in the room after this next break. Thank you so much. And guys, we'll be back with the Machinery Haulers Association.